Lewis Tomlinson suffers a broken arm. Dolly Parton has been awarded $100 million to give to charity, and Dua Lipa shoots down FIFA World Cup rumor. It's Monday, November 14th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Lewis Tomlinson suffered a broken arm after performing at Irving Plaza in New York City on Friday. The 30-year-old singer shared x-rays of his fractured arm in an Instagram post on Saturday. "I've managed to fall and break my right arm pretty badly," Tomlinson wrote. As a result of the injury, he postponed 7 in-store appearances this week in the UK to promote his new album, Faith in the Future. He did not say if his sold-out show on November 18th in the UK would be impacted. On Thursday, Tomlinson announced that his 2023 tour will include stops at Place Belle in Laval, Quebec on May 29th, followed by Toronto's Budweiser stage on May 30th, and Vancouver's Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center on June 26th. Faith in the Future is the first collection of new music from Tomlinson since his 2020 solo debut, Walls. Dolly Parton is getting $100 million US to give away to charities of her choice. Amazon executive chairman Jeff Bezos and his partner Lauren Sanchez announced on Sunday that the country legend, who is this year's recipient of the Bezos Courage and Civility Award, which recognizes leaders who aim high, find solutions, and who always do it with civility. Bezos said Parton gives with her heart and noted that what she's done for kids, literacy, and so many other things is just incredible. In a clip shared on social media, Parton thanked Bezos for his generosity. "When people are in a position to help, you should help," she said. "I try to put my money where my heart is. I'm going to do the best to do good things with this money." Parton's Dollywood Foundation has focused on education and poverty relief. Its Imagination Library has provided more than 100 million books to children around the world, and she has also raised funds for Red Cross disaster relief, HIV/AIDS prevention, and other causes. Her My People Fund aided families impacted by the 2016 Great Smoky Mountains wildfires. Parton pledged funds to build a cancer center at Tennessee Hospital and donated $1 million US to help researchers at Vanderbilt University's Medical Center develop a COVID-19 vaccine. Bezos' Courage and Civility Award was introduced last year and went to social justice activist Van Jones and Chef Jose Andreas, who provides meals in areas hit by disasters. Dua Lipa on Sunday shot down rumors that she is set to perform at the opening ceremony of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. "I will not be performing, and nor have I ever been involved in any negotiation to perform," the 27-year-old pop star wrote on Instagram. "I will be cheering England on from afar, and I look to visiting Qatar when it has fulfilled the human rights pledges it made when it won the right to host the World Cup." Qatar was awarded the FIFA World Cup in 2010, but the governing body only implemented human rights policy in 2017. The Arab country denies basic rights to women, who can be required to obtain permission from male family members to marry, travel abroad, and receive reproductive health care. It also has strict laws against premarital sex and consensual sex between men. There's also laws governing expression, and Qatar has a track record of detaining journalists. According to Human Rights Watch, Qatar failed to protect the migrant workers it used to build the infrastructure needed to host the World Cup. HRW said FIFA enabled the widespread abuse workers suffered, including illegal recruitment fees, wage theft, injuries, and deaths. So far, the only artist confirmed for the FIFA World Cup opening ceremony is BTS member Jungkook. Lil Baby, Calvin Harris, Diplo, and Toronto's Nora Fateh are set to perform during the tournament, which runs November 20th to December 18th. In an interview with the Sunday Times, Rod Stewart said it would have been good if he could have performed The Killing of George, his 1976 song about the murder of a gay friend, at the opening ceremony, but it's not right to go. Stewart said he also turned down a lot of money, over $1 million, to play a show in Qatar last year. The FIFA World Cup airs in Canada on CTV and TSN, both part of Bell Media, which is a parent company of this podcast. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news, and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.